کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مطلوب حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں
When you go to sleep, when nobody is attending to it, nobody is watching it. So the wind can blow, mice, rodents, insects, etc. can carry the flame and the whole house can go on fire. It is irreprehensible to leave any typing. فَلَمَّا حُدِّثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِشَأْنِهِ قَالَ And when this discussion came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this house had burned down, etc., then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ النَّارِ عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ That this fire is an enemy for you. Water, Abi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see that you cover your utensils at night. Especially the utensils that have got food in it, and if it is nowadays, we put it in the fridge, etc. But if you are leaving it out, it's still too hot to put in the fridge. But make sure you cover it. And see that you switch it off at night. فَإِنَّ شَيْطَانَ لَا يَحِلُّ سِقَانَ Because shaitan, he cannot untie the water skin bag. That is all as we read in front. When you say Bismillah, then you make your protection. What you could do from your side, you did. You locked the فَلْيَفْعَلْ Take the name of Allah. If in other words, the real essence of protection is the name of Allah Ta'ala. And all these are other precautions that we have to take. So a person should do that. فَوَيْسِقَةَ تُضْرِمُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتَهُمْ For on food and drink should be covered so that they are not accessible to insects, dirt, impurities, etc. By doing so, one will also be saved from sickness and calamities which may descend into them. Similarly, doors should be locked so that one may enjoy a comfortable sleep and be safe from thieves. See to this as far as our precautions are concerned, and moreover, to take the name of Allah and put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Read Bismillah, read Ayatul Kursi. May Allah give us tawfiq.
کیا بات ہے شاہی کہ ایک دفعہ حاضری ہوئی پھر کیوں ہمت نہیں ہوئی حضرت حکیم پوری رات اس طرح کھڑے ہو کر گزار دی یہ ہے حب جاہ کا سر قلم پایا ادھر ان کو دیکھو مدبر وقت ہیں حکیم الامت ہیں پھر بھی اپنے آپ کو محتاج سمجھ رہے ہیں اور اپنا بڑا جان کر حاضر ہو رہے ہیں اور ادھر ان کو دیکھو
This great court of your master now. Now you have to leave this great court of your master. Allahu Akbar. Now remember the same subject matter. Allahu Akbar. An intelligent person and a person and real eloquence and perfection is that when you had appointment with a very, very great personality or with a state president.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا Habit of Madinatul Munawwara also. When we are in Medina Sharif, we should also try and read a lot of Durood Sharif. And another very important point which I just learned, a friend of ours sent me as a gift a present, a hadiah, a book, exercise book. What a pen also. And he quoted there, onward it. They must also write Durood Sharif. And there are many Durood's that we can write, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hardly, perhaps it won't take us 15 seconds to read it is just a few seconds. To write it may be take us 15 seconds. And on a daily basis, if we keep that book at our head side, And in other words, use moderation. Don't the whole night you are in ibadat and then you get exhausted after one night, you can't carry on. Do it in moderation how much you can manage. So when we hear the fazilat, that there is so much of virtue there to write the durood, then we write a whole kitab, finish one whole exercise book. And after that, we should, all of us, we should try and encourage one another with any good that we know, encourage somebody else also. And also, amar bil ma'aruf, nahya anil munkar is a very important duty also. We see somebody doing something wrong. Commonly our habit is that we'll talk about it in front of others. But we won't go in what we can apprehend and think of what the possible causes are. We should try and understand that, and we should try and remove those causes. There are many. One is that we are not doing amar bil ma'aruf wa nahi anil munkar. We see somebody doing wrong, we don't tell that person. Another, for example, is being unthankful. Ibiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them also is wastage. And today, unfortunately, we are very much involved in wastage, and we don't pay any attention to it also. And that is one of the other main reasons we are involved in so many major sins, but we are not aware of it. So drink so much that he becomes so weak that he cannot fulfill his faraiz. He's so weak, he can't make his namaz. He can't do his wajibat, etc. A student, you are so weak that you haven't eaten. You are not eating. You can't go to classes. You can't read. When you take a kitab also every 4 times. And therefore, it is very necessary for those who are the great ulama and the righteous and the pious that we follow them. We listen to them and we follow them. They will be able to explain to us. One friend who was with us also explained that Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, great Allama Yusuf, that one time when he was in the jungle, he was near a dam or a river or something, a stream, and other people who were passing there, they told him, Maulana, you can't sit here. The wild animals come and drink water here. Lions, elephants, all the wild animals, they come and drink water here. And you sitting on stomach, you feel you have eaten enough now. But now your eyes, you still got desire. That greed, that desire. That one samosa, that one pie. Though you are full. But now just let me have a little bit. Let me have a little bit this, little bit that. He says, eat your stomach full, but not your eyes full. So that is one important point as far as each doctor who was there. So he asked one very senior person. He says that in the Quran Sharif, it has discussed everything. But medicine, it hasn't discussed. So he says, medicine has been discussed in the Quran Sharif also. So he says, where it has come in the Quran Sharif? He read this ayat. That eat and drink and don't overdo. Very sad part. The amount of food that we waste. When we are eating here in the madrasa also. We are eating, but how much food we are wasting. Bread. And sometimes it's just a half a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is just thrown into the dustbin. It is just thrown around. This is a thing which makes Allah Ta'ala. So there is no wastage whatsoever. So this is a very important thing. And here again, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. No nazim can be there all the time. Nobody can be there. You are there, the students. So you help one another. Encourage in a nice way. That if somebody doesn't want to listen, you feel he's going to be offended. You pick it. Certain place, usually they come there, throw the crumbs there, the birds will eat it. Ants will eat it. And the bones, there are dogs and cats in a certain place, go and throw it there. So nothing goes for waste. Everything gets eaten up. So all these things are things that we have to learn. We should not waste at all. Whether it's in our homes, whether it's in the sea. So that the price can be maintained. It won't be given away to the poor. So that if there is too much, a glut of things, too much of things, the price will drop down. So then they don't want that also. So they keep that at that level. So in many ways there is a lot of wastage. And then Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab,